Another good day for Mark English, and as you say, in Beijing, just prior now to a week today, the World Championships begin, and Mark has been at altitude training. He's been off the radar for a bit there, and so getting regrouped for a final onslaught of the season, and took on this race in Beijing, and a very, very, very impressive run. Now, he only left his training base in the Sierra Nevada mountains on Friday. He went straight into Beijing, and you know, sometimes that works from altitude. You know, if you go in on a very short guideline of time, it can work very well. So it did work for him. It worked for him anyway. I mean, his training is going well, obviously, and he was seriously, seriously strong over the last 100 metres. You know, it would have scared you at one stage, because he was kind of tied up in a group and behind a guy called Hussey, the American, and you felt he was not going to be able to get out of the pack. He did get out of the pack, and he was particularly, particularly strong over that last 50, 60 metres, and very, very confident, and he ran to a very impressive continental gold victory at 44.67, 1:44.67. That's the first time ever he's won a continental gold meet. So another nick on his achievements over the years, but a big, big performance from him. And of course, he'll head towards Tokyo now, and the World Championships, as I say, starting today, a week today. So big, big result for Mark English once again, and what has been an absolutely unbelievable successful season. Records, victories, and you know, some seriously world-class performances. Then the other big result today, well, the big result, a big event indeed, the Waterside Half Marathon, an annual event, of course, with thousands participating. It doubles up as the Ulster Northern Ireland Championship as well, this half marathon. Big day for Letterkenny, with 1-2, finishing 1-2 in the event. Stephen McCauley of Letterkenny, 68.46, he won it. From Danny Mooney, 70 minutes 10 seconds. And third, Finn Ballyman, John Joe Doherty. So dominance from Donegal athletes there, but a big, big one for Letterkenny. So with 1-2 with McCauley and Mooney, they were team victories. So Letterkenny are the new Ulster half marathon team champions, so they'll be well pleased with that. And the ladies winner was Claire McGuigan from the Strabane Club. So that was that, and as I say, thousands participating, and many, many, many Donegal athletes within that, thousands that were participating. What else had we? Well, on Friday night we had the Donegal 5K, which doubles up as a memorial race for Shea Bonner, the former Finn Valley athlete, who sadly passed away many years ago. And it's known now as the Shane Bonner 5K, but it is in fact the Donegal Championship. This was a not a great turnout, whether it was the Friday night or whether it wasn't really pushed hard enough, but it was in Letterkenny. Mooshin Fatun of Finn Valley, a young lad there who lives in Letterkenny, himself and his brother, very good athletes, a young lad, he's only 17, he won the 5K. Keenan Kilbride of Tyrconnell was second. Philip McGee of the local Letterkenny Club was third. And the individual winner of the women's was Sarah Kelly from Budcrana. She runs out of the city of Derry. And Leona Cook of Finn Valley was second. Now, one of the other interesting aspects through that event was that Pádraig McKinney of Inishowen Athletic Club set a new Irish men's 60 record at 16:57 for 5K. So record-breaking performance from Pádraig McKinney, a guy who has a serious, serious record of achievement in athletics since the senior athletic days, cross-country days and road racing days. So that was the news from there. Young Fatun winning for Finn Valley in that one, from Young Kilbride from Bundoran, who runs out of Tyrconnell, and Philip McGee, as I say, from Letterkenny third, Sarah Kelly, the individual winner. But the weekend belongs once again, as it has done pretty much in the weeks of the summer weeks, in the summer months indeed, Mark English. And now we look forward with great anticipation to the World Championships in Tokyo beginning next Sunday.